This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. We're going to take a look into the Iowa dairy picture coming up right after this with Sioux County dairy producer Christina Zeiderveen.
In rural Iowa, we know you're sold on your local radio station. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network partners with local Iowa stations to deliver the latest in agriculture news, including grain elevator prices, market reports, and ag policy news. Trusted local voices, trusted ag content. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.
Christina Zeiderveen is a Sioux County dairy producer, and I asked her about how things are looking for Iowa dairies as they wrap up 2025. She said the end of the year brought a mixed bag for Northwest dairy farms. Harvest went smoothly, even though windstorms took a bite out of their yields. Recent moisture helped erase drought concerns, but optimism fades when producers look at the markets. Dairy prices remain low, and there's a lot of uncertainty as we head into 2026.
We had a really nice harvest, not quite as much as we hoped for. In our region, we had a couple of windstorms that damaged some crops, as well as struggling with some rust spot on our corn. So that did decrease the yield. But overall, really great harvest season, good weather, got things done quickly. And we've had some recent rains that have given us the moisture. So we're not going into the winter in a drought classification, which is something that we had the last couple of years. So that feels really good. Looking at forward to 2026, markets are pretty low for us dairymen, which we're used to operating in the commodity market where there are ups and downs. But there's a lot of uncertainty out there right now with trade and tariffs. We just struggle to analyze that and decide how we're going to invest and protect ourselves for the next year. I think we will get through it. And, you know, long term, I have a lot of hope for the industry.
She adds that there is already stress showing up in the balance sheets, and without firm trade agreements, it's becoming harder for dairies to protect margins.
There are portions of red in our balance sheets right now, and that's okay. We are prepared to handle that. We have good years and we have lean years, but the trade, having trade agreements would be a really fantastic thing right now. We have a lot of talks out there, but we don't have very many solid agreements. And having those solid agreements would give us a little more certainty in our markets. Being the cheese states, being a low population center with high animal numbers, we have to ship a lot of our product out, whether that is locally, regionally, nationally, and internationally. We need all of those markets to be able to sufficiently get rid of our product.
Labor's also a major challenge, as dairy runs every hour of every day, which prevents farms from using seasonal labor.
We feel like we've a little bit been left out of some of these labor conversations. Even the beef guys that you mentioned can probably get some temporary labor for calving season or something like that. But in dairy, we calve every day. We milk every day, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, which disqualifies us from the H2A program, which is for temporary labor. Even if we were to get employees in under a temporary distinction and then let them go back and say have a rolling staff that returned to their home country every 9 months, we lose a lot in training. And there's a little fear there with animal care, and our standards for our milk are very high.
We have more from Christina Zeiderveen online at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.